Tribal casinos are trying to appeal to a new kind of customer, one who may not even gamble at all. Across the Northwest, one-time no-frills casinos are expanding into resort-style destinations and adding high-end amenities, spas, fine dining, luxury hotels. As correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, tribes are hoping to give Las Vegas a run for its money.
Let's face it, there's not much ambiance in a room with 1,000 slot machines. Or maybe it's really that there's too much ambiance. This is the gaming floor at Northern Quest Resort and Casino in Eastern Washington. But leave the flashing lights and dinging machines behind, and you find a very different side of the casino.
Well, welcome to LaReeve Spa.
Yvonne Smith manages the spa. Here, you'll find 9 different styles of massage to choose from, a locally sourced seasonal spa menu, and French moisturizers that cost as much as an iPod.
You can hear water in the background. We have a beautiful etched waterfall that greets our guests before they go into the lounges as well.
Smith says, yes, it's not what you might expect.
Oh, the one thing I hear all the time is, oh my gosh, I had no idea this was here.
Since opening the casino in a field outside of Spokane in 2000, the Kalispell tribe has built a top-rated hotel, 14 restaurants and bars, an outdoor concert venue, and the spa. Phil Haugen is a member of the tribe and the manager of Northern Quest.
It used to be that people thought tribal casinos were dirty and small and that they just didn't have what Vegas had or what Atlantic City had. You know, we were perceived as just being kind of second class, but now you have these first-class properties, and it's not just us.
In fact, a $90 million expansion is underway at Legends Casino in Central Washington, operated by the Yakima Nation. On the Oregon coast, the Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians just bought a golf course. In North Idaho, that's how the Coeur d'Alene tribe is attracting a new kind of crowd to its casino. Out on the Circling Raven golf course, Rhonda Seagraves drives her ball toward the first hole. She's a banker in North Idaho.
So you're down here today golfing. Are you going to gamble as well?
No, I'm probably going to head home after this. I got recruited at the last moment, but we come down here probably 10, 15 times a year.
It's no coincidence these amenities give the non-gambler in the family a reason to come along to a casino. Valerie Redhorse is a financial advisor who specializes in tribal casinos. She says these ventures still make nearly 90% of their revenue from gambling. But the fancy additions give casinos an edge at a time when they need it. Casinos face increasing competition, including from other tribal casinos.
So now if someone's going to spend money at a casino, you really have to drive their business there. So you have to offer amenities and entertainment and marketing programs. So it's a little more competitive, I think, than about 5 years ago.
Redhorse says high-end amenities are especially important to casinos off the beaten path. At the Coeur d'Alene Casino in Worley, Idaho, a kitchen worker polishes the silverware before dinner. Casino CEO Dave Matheson has watched this operation go from a bingo hall with a buffet to a destination resort. He says the facility has also become a source of pride for tribal members.
For years or generations, probably, I guess people have been feeling like they maybe were treated like they weren't as smart in school or they weren't as capable in life, and it gives us a chance to prove what we can do.
Matheson says the facilities may look opulent, but the point is simple: financial stability for the tribe. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.